Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's a group out of Portland. It's a wonderful group. All the old, old, old jazz things and from the 30s and 40s. Things like 42nd Street and Shuffle Off to Buffalo. I think that's the title of the album is Shuffle Off to Buffalo, I think. Stolen Sweets is the name of the group. I love this group. I just think they're amazing. I wish they had more stuff out. I've had this album now for 5 or 6 years. And I think these folks are really something. They've got to have more out of this.
I've got a mission. It's just a simple thing. I've one ambition. To have the right to bring you your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. It's my desire to do as I'm told and have what you require and never have it cold. Your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. The wedding bells on Dolan Dirge and wedding ties may spoil the fun without the helping hand of clergy. You know it can't be done. It isn't formal, but with a wedding ring, it's natural and normal to give you everything. From coffee in the morning to kisses in the night. Oh, I've got a mission. It's just a simple thing. I've one ambition to have the right to bring you. Is at night, the wedding bells sound dull and dirty. The wedding ties will spoil the fun without the helping hand of clergy. Oh, I'm afraid it can't be done. It isn't formal, but with a wedding ring, it's natural and normal to give you everything, dear, from coffee. Kisses in the night. Oh, darling, I really want you to take me in your arms and hold me tight. Now, honey, I'm warning, you'll get coffee in the morning and kisses in the night.
I was feeling kinda down, I was sad and low. Chocolate ribbon swirl. I grabbed a spoon. It was out of this world. Ooh, chocolate. Any time at all. Oh, chocolate. Shake it and be tall. Oh, chocolate's my friend. It's faithful and true. Just have some chocolate. It's good for you. Now, chocolate is available in many, many ways. Chips, chunks, moles, and chocolate glaze. Now I prefer my chocolate straight. Hold the nuts and the coconut flakes. Hershey, Nestle, and don't forget Clark. Milk, semi-sweet, and special dark. Ooh, chocolate, anytime at all. Chocolate, it's good for you. Chocolate, chocolate gets me high. Eat a piece of chocolate and my oh my. Chocolate is almost as good as sex. More available and ain't no mess. Chocolate is predictable, it never lets you down. Open up the wrapper and you're upward bound. Ooh, chocolate. Chocolate's my friend, it's maples and true. Just have some chocolate, it's good for you.
Hey, can we discuss wedded bliss? Promised forever, sealed with a kiss. Now we're sharing what's yours is mine. I know your chocolate will taste divine, but I gotta know, so tell me true. Were you after mine when you said I do?
Arbaugh and Daisy Mayhem going to be at the Daggy Hall there, the Jones Performing Arts Theater, the Jones Theater, on February the 6th. And that'll be at the Washington State University campus there on the WSU campus, sponsored by the WSU Performing Arts. Ronnie Arbaugh and Daisy Mayhem. I'm excited to see them. I really am. I think they're just a little quirky and a little off the wall. A lot of kind of country, some jazz, some sort of alternative rock. They do it all. Hear one more from them in a sec. But first, oh, we also heard from the group Stolen Sweets, that sextet out of Portland, 30 Swing and Jazz. Shuffle off to Buffalo. And 42nd Street, we heard from them. And a cup of coffee in the morning, a little coffee in the morning, kisses at night. We heard them splitting the hour there. Humphrey Hartman, along with a fledgling Michelle Cameron. Actually, she wouldn't be a fledgling Michelle Cameron. She's always been Michelle Cameron. But a Humphrey Hartman Cameron fledgling from their album, what's the album called, Turning You On or something like that, or It Turns You On or whatever it's called. Anyway, it's their second album. And a couple of really nice ones, Crazy Lizzie, and which is a really, really good song, actually. And The Chocolate Reverie. And yeah, some interesting lines in that Chocolate song. Have to think about some of those lines. Yes, we do. All righty. Where are we going here? I'm not sure where we're going. We're going someplace. It's all queued up. So this is where we're going to go. All righty? Here we go.
When you ask how I've been here without you, I'd like to say I've been fine, and I do. But we both know that the truth is hard to come by. And if I told the truth, well, that ain't quite true. Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. Sometimes a hard time leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bones. Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. Now the face that I see in my mirror, more and more is a stranger to me. Oh, more and more I can see there's a danger in becoming what I never thought I'd be. Some days are diamonds, some days are stones. Sometimes the hard times won't leave me alone. Sometimes a cold wind blows a chill in my bones. Some days are diamonds, some days a chill in my bones. Oh, some days are diamonds, some days are stone. Some days are diamonds, some days are stone.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. That's Ronnie Arbaugh and Daisy Mayhem, Fall River, a little instrumental. Kind of an old-timey thing there. Before that, a wonderful version by Amos Lee of Some Days Are Diamonds, Some Days Are Stones, from an album actually that John Denver did in Nashville with all kinds of country stuff on it. And that was the best song off the whole album. Some Days Are Diamonds and Some Days Are Stones. And again, that was Amos Lee from this album called The Music Is You. It's a tribute to John Denver. It's not as good as the Special Consensus tribute to John Denver, which is more of a bluegrassy country album with Peter Rowan and folks like that. But it's got some great material, and Mary Chapin Carpenter does a wonderful version of Guess He'd Rather Be in Colorado. Brandi Carlile and Emmylou do Take Me Home Country Roads in the key of G and Way Too Fast, but it's got good harmonies. And the Old Crow Medicine Show does a version of Back Home Again, which we're going to play right after the break. We have to take a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're coming back for lots, lots, lots more stuff. So you be sure and just hang on, because the break's got some pretty informative stuff. They'll probably tell you about who underwrote and maybe a little bit of weather. And, you know, who knows what they're going to tell you. Maybe how to make a banana split. Who knows? Alrighty, so the break's coming up. Here it is. Here's the break with the Soldier's Joy and everything, and learn how to make a banana split.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Whitman Hospital in Colfax, providing a surgery center with in-house orthopedic coverage. Their specially trained team offers patient care before, during, and after surgery. Information on specialized orthopedic care and services can be found at WhitmanHospital.com.
Rain will be increasing today and tonight, becoming heavy at times. High temperatures today, 39 in Moscow, 45 in Clarkston. Tonight's lows will be around 40 degrees. Tomorrow should become partly sunny and windy with a chance of some rain. Highs in the upper 40s to the mid-50s.
Fingers fell. time with you. It's the little things that make a house a home. Like a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. The light in your eyes that makes me warm.
The whole thing started because it looked like fun when other people had a dog. I'm gonna get me one, I said. Have a little friend around the place. So I went to the pet store down the street, and lying in the middle of a canine heap was a sleepy little puppy with a quiet sort of a face. The next few weeks were certainly strange, between the barking and thinking up of names. Old Bluey wasn't, and Spot didn't really apply. So I settled for Harry just because that's how he is, that's how he was, and that's how the house gets more and more as days go by. For a time I was careful where I sat. The rug got funky and he chewed up my hat. And it still happens once in a while when he gets mad. But it's been pretty even after all. I taught him what I know about playing ball. And he's helped me get rid of a lot of stuff I used to have. Sometimes friends drop by for a couple of beers, and we all sit around, take turns rubbing his ears and calling him. It's been that way ever since he was a pup. He sleeps on the bed, and when I turn over, he turns over, and I turn over, then he turns over, I turn over, and we get up. As my life keeps moving through the different conditions, the big changes come with the slightest decisions. You're in for a surprise when you think you got it figured, I've found. 'Cause whoever thought I'd ever dote on a pet? But looking back now, I always forget how I filled up the time before my dog was around.
Kind friends, come listen to the tale I'll tell about a bit of heaven in the midst of hell. Malala Yousafzai of Pakistan, she was a target of the Taliban. She is our daughter, she is our dream. She is our future, she is 14. On her way from school, at the edge of town, they stopped her bus, and they shot her down. But we will not waste our time with tears, we'll not reward you with our fears. We will not curse you, we'll not regret you, we will not recall you, we will forget you. What kind of men would do these deeds? What kind of hatred? What kind of creeds would see a child as but a threat. The cost of cowardice is we'll forget, and we will not waste our time with tears. We'll not reward you with our fears. We will not curse you, we'll not regret you, we will not recall you, we will forget you. You'll disappear without a trace from all of history. We will erase your names and deeds, all dark and twisted. You are not memory, you have not existed. Pakistan, we'll stand up here, and we will not waste our time with tears. We'll not reward you with our fears. We will not curse you, we'll not regret you, we will not recall you, we will forget you. You. We'll not regret you. We will not recall you. We will forget you. Malal Yousafzai, we will remember first day of school each September. She is our daughter. She is our dream. She is our future. She is 14.
John McCutcheon and his thoughts and story of Malala Yousafzai. You know, Mary Hartman wrote a great song about Mandela and Malala, put them together. The death of Mandela and the story of Malala, put them together in one song. It's a pretty good song, and she actually sent me a recording of it, but I don't know if they want me to air it, because it was a kind of a demo recording. Same kind of thing, though. And of course, Malala is now 16, almost 17 years old. And won part of the Nobel Peace Prize, and along with another children's advocate whom the name escapes me right now. One is Pakistani and the other is Hindustani, and you know, this idea of kids and transcending a lot of this stuff that we have to go through, the idea of working together for the betterment of folks is a pretty cool deal. That's a great song, John McCutcheon. This album's called 22, I believe, and it's came out in 2013, and one reviewer says it's the best album John McCutcheon's ever done, and the material is pretty good. He's a really good songwriter, a very underrated songwriter. Of course, most of us became familiar with John McCutcheon as a hammer dulcimer player, and now, actually, he doesn't even do a lot of hammer dulcimer work. Kind of incorporates it into his entire concert thing, but it's not primary in what he does. He's a really good finger picker, and he writes really good songs, really good lyric and really good tunes, John McCutcheon. Before that, Brian Bowers and the Dog Song. We're going to hear one more from John McCutcheon now. This is, let's see, the 12th track from this album, I believe. Okay, here we go. Whoops, I got the wrong thing going on here. I want the 12th track from this album. You're listening to me do my thing here, aren't you? All right, here we go, try this.
There he is, the man walking his dog, through the rain, the sun, and the fog. Every morning and night, he's a regular sight, lost in the mumbling of some monologue. Just an old man out walking his dog. I don't know his house or his name, though he smiles and he waves all the same. Never stops for a visit. I wonder who is it, this mysterious neighbor, each evening the same. Just a dog and a man with no name. And it's gotten to where I'm suspecting his privacy he is protecting. I guess he doesn't feel any need to reveal any more than his presence 2 times a day. So I watch him pass by and away. Or perhaps the dog's walking his man, simply slips the loop over his hand. It's once round the block, twice a day, slowly walk. Perhaps we just don't understand that the dog is out walking his man. Neither dog nor a man, tethered collar to hand, the great constitutional finally done, and vanish as quick as we've come. Like an old man out walking his dog.
Was a Baptist, and on each Sunday morn I'd be in church praying, as sure as you're born. We'd sing there like angels in that good harmony. Sin and salvation are no longer for me. And now I'm a Buddhist. I chant my mantra each day. But I miss that hymn singing in the good gospel way. So we'll sing to old Buddha,
Buddha,
Buddha, and the wonders of Zen. We'll meet in Nirvana. Yes, we'll be there then. I shave my head, and they all talk about me,
my good old Zen buddies. They think I'm okay, but I can't get them singing more than one note a day. And as we sit there cross-legged, eating brown rice and tea, chant out our mantras in four-square harmony.
We don't sing of salvation,
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 or a heavenly home. It's Zen gospel singing, just om, om, sweet.
I am of an age when tomorrow is not promised, and each day is a gift, and I raise a prayer of thanks when I can take a good long piss, could sleep uninterrupted in a bed or in a chair, and my glasses are exactly where I left them there. I am of an age. I fall in love more easily than I did at first, with babies and with old dogs, with the outcast and the cursed. I forget what I remembered, made me mad and haunted, and kept it promised joy at bay from all I claimed I wanted. I am of an age when I have seen myself at my best and at my worst. I have had enough good whiskey, I no longer know the thirst. When I can speak of God without embarrassment or worry, I know the time is short, but I nonetheless won't hurry. I am of an age. I am of an age. I too often say I love you, I can cry without regret, when boots that fit still matter, and some things I will forget. When boots that fit still matter, and memory is long, when dancing is familiar, and I still break out in song. I am of an age. I am humbled by my ignorance, wisdom is a crown, and I will reach for Carmen's hand as the day is dying down. There are books I'll never read, and songs I'll leave unwritten, and death as in this life, still by wonder I'll be smitten. I am of an age. I know there'll come a time when my voice will not be heard, so I savor every melody and am careful with each word. I will leave this work to others, forgive their youthful faults, and take my place among the world of memory and thoughts. I am of an age. Thank you.
With a great Phil Rosenthal on guitar there. Mr. Brian Bowers doing I'll Fly Away from his album By the Heart. I also heard the Zen Gospel Buddha, Mark Graham's song, John McCutcheon, Man Walking His Dog, all those questions we have about the people that we see. John McCutcheon. And then I Am of an Age. Some of my listeners are that way, and they really enjoy the fact there's nothing better than looking forward to growing old. Yes, indeed. Un Jung Shin, doing the playlists and coming up with the albums and doing a good job throwing CDs around. Yes, indeed. You want to email me? Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. And I will get back to you. Watch it. You know, somewhere along the line here, I think we're going to change the email to Inland Folk. You won't be doing a WSU email anymore, I don't think. Hold your horses, those of you who email me a lot, and pay attention in the next 3 or 4 weeks, because I think we're going to change it to a Gmail address. Alrighty? And, that's how all of that is. Yes, indeed, Inland Folk's a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming right back. You just hold your horses, because it's all good. We have an hour left of music left to go. Alrighty? Hang on. Till we hang with our cool and good, we all call ya goose, and we shall cheer. Morun gal, dear, last year, as dear as morun gal, dear, last night, till we know.